Of great moments. Not only was Tom a great moment there. Last night in New Zealand, the Diamonds got the Chockies in test number two of the Constellation Cup, 45-36, turning around it was a less than stellar performance in test number one, where they lost by nine. They won by nine last night. And it's great to have Kate Maloney on the line, fresh from the victory from New Zealand. Good morning, Kate.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Great to have you with us. It's much better waking up after a win, isn't it?
It sure is. It's nice to get that first win on the board, and we were definitely disappointed with the performance that we put out the night before, and it was just great to be able to tweak a few things and get over the line last night.
Was it nice to be able to just get straight back into it? Like, it was back-to-back tests from day to day, so you didn't have to wait too long. You didn't have to overanalyze things. As you say, just tweak a few things and try and get out there and do your thing, and that seemed to work pretty much from the start.
Yeah, I think sometimes after a loss, the best thing you can do is actually just get back out on court. And as you said, just not overanalyze everything. We knew there were a couple of things we weren't too happy with, our work rate in both in attack and defence. And I think we really brought that to the Ferns last night, and that helped us get the win.
So they were playing this sort of full court pressies only thing. We had Sherelle in here yesterday. that's not the official term, I don't think, either, by the way, Kate. But Sherelle was talking to us about this zone press thing that they play, and I was watching with great interest last night to see that in action. How much did you learn from test number one as to how to break through that? Was that the difference?
Yeah, Sherelle definitely knows the Ferns very well, and that's traditionally what they do. They play a full court zone traditionally, and they've been doing that this series as well, and we're more one-on-one defense, but you know, it did probably take us a little bit to adapt to that. We don't play against it a lot in our SSN domestic league in Australia, and to come up against the Ferns, who are known for their zone defense, it probably did take us a little bit to adapt, but I think we tweaked a couple of things and were able to work that out last night.
You kept them to a really low score. I mean, particularly at halftime, Kate. Was there something that you definitely learnt from the first game that you could execute in the second game, or was it just you actually executing better in the second game that you couldn't do in the first?
Yeah, I think for us, defensively, we're getting stuck on the body a bit in that first test. We're getting a lot of penalties from the umpires early, and we wanted to make sure that our first, second and third efforts were there defensively. And I think the three girls down back did a really great job of getting ball for us. And we were good at executing from that ball in the first half, but that probably dropped off in the second half. So that will be an area for us to work on going into the third test.
Yeah, 36. I mean, sometimes in Super Netball, a team could almost be 36 at half time. Now, Kate, with the whole thing around the having to do the COVID protocols and the quarantine and all that sort of thing, now you've got a win under your belt. It's not so much of an excuse as to what happened in round one. You can talk about it a bit more openly. How difficult was it to be able to be prepared for a test series based on having to quarantine for 2 weeks?
Yeah, look, I think anyone going through quarantine, it's tough. Well, you know, the circumstances of being stuck in your room for us, it was a week, and then the second week we were able to hit the court once a day, which was good. But yeah, I think the challenge was thrown at us, and we felt that there were some real positives that we could take from that and make sure we worked through them. And I think a few of us have done quarantine heading into our SSN leagues, those coming from Victoria as well. So we've done it, and we've been able to adapt and find what ways work for us. And I definitely don't think that's the reason that we lost test one, that's for sure. We just didn't bring the work rate that was necessary in the execution. So it was a challenge, but we're trying to find as many positives that we can from that quarantine period and take from those.
I said one of the positives I saw last night, Kate, was Kara Konen's performance. She was magnificent in the goal circle. New to the team and to the system. What did you make of her performance?
Yeah, I think our three new goalers have been great since stepping into the squad, and Kara was amazing last night, second game, and an MVP performance, which is just unreal. But I think our four shooters, they offer something different, and I think that's what's really working for us. And they have been really able to execute under pressure, which has been awesome.
We heard Stacey talking about this, and even Sherelle yesterday with us was talking about the new combinations in that area of the court and how difficult it is to, without pretty ordinary lead-in period, as you're saying, quarantine and not a lot of camp activity prior to that, that just learning how each other play and move and reading the body cues and that type of thing, is that difficult, particularly being a mid-quarter, trying to find their patterns and running styles? Do you find that with a new pairing up front?
Yeah, I think, you know, combinations and connections take time to build, and we are a new squad. We haven't played a test for over 12 months before the first game of the Consolation Cup. So it is still such a big learning phase for us. And I think so far we've done a good job of being able to quickly adapt to what each person is doing out on court. And, you know, the girls that are in this squad are there because they've had a really great SSN season. So they're in good form, and now it's about trying to build the connections between each other.
There's been a lot of talk about the rotating captaincy. Lizzie had a chance last night. She's a teammate of yours at the Vixens, and you're a leader as well at the Vixens. What did you like about how Lizzie went about it last night as captain?
Yeah, I think the way Lizzie leads is just getting out on court and doing her job. She leads by example on the court, and she's one of those players who will just put her body on the line for the team, and I think everyone really gets around that. So she's done a great job, but I think the system that's been in place has enabled everyone to step up and have a voice and to lead, and I think hopefully we can see some great results from that.
Are you going to get a go?
Yeah, Kate.
Because you are the captain of the Vixen.
I wouldn't have thought
so. Come on, Kate.
I wouldn't have thought so. We're really lucky that we've got some great leaders and a lot of club leaders in this squad and girls who have been around for a long time. So, we'll have to wait and see who takes that position for Test Day. But I think both Seabass and Lizzie have done a great job so far, and looking forward to seeing what some other girls can do as well.
Yeah, I reckon your odds on to get a chance at that. But we'll see what happens with Stace and her performance. Now, it was her first win last night. Was there a cause for celebration? Was there some sort of ceremony you go through for a new coach and her first win?
There was a lot of debut wins last night. Stacey, and we've had a lot of girls, I think about four girls debut this tour, which is huge. So it was really exciting to get that first win on the board. I think for Stacey and for the new girls, for everyone else, just to sort of have that one done, and now we can keep moving forward and hopefully keep improving for the rest of the tour.
So the next test is on Saturday, so you've got a couple of days to chill out and freshen up. Now, coming out of quarantine, are you able to, no, not that you would because you've got the chiseled rig, Kate, but go out and get some fish and chops or something and that sort of thing, or do you have to stay in the hotel?
No, there is some strict rules on us still being in New Zealand. Just we want to make sure we can get back into Australia, so we're not getting out too much, but we'll definitely relax today, get some recovery done, and I'm sure some of the girls will treat themselves to something nice. That's for sure.
Hey Kate, before we let you go, back-to-back matches, so how have you woken up this morning, because it's not something that happens obviously through the Super Netball competition, but something that does happen when you're playing in a World Championship or a Commonwealth Games. So take us through how much different you feel from two games in a row versus one.
Honestly, I'm not too sure yet. It's only 8:30, so when I start moving around.
So what you're saying is you haven't got out of bed yet? You haven't got out of bed yet, is that what you're saying?
I'm not long out of bed yet, no. It was a late finish last night, so it's a quiet morning this morning, but yeah, I'm sure we'll put a lot of recovery, a lot of rest in today, and then back to business tomorrow.
Now, I need to give you one final one now. This is a conversation you need to have with Sherelle. She brought to the table the other day that when she was growing up and they needed a bit of a spark, they would use a magic banana. They'd all have a bite of a magic banana. Has she brought this to the team just yet?
You got to say, this is junior netball. Yeah,
that's the only point where it's from. It worked. I want to know if it worked for the Diamonds or not. She initiated this with the Diamonds just yet.
She hasn't brought this in yet, and I've been working alongside Sherelle for a long time now, and I've never heard of it. So I think this is what she's keeping from us that made her the best player in the world for such a long time. So we'll have to have a chat and see if we can get that. Hopefully that can start helping us.
Well, I just think it's a conversation worth having, see where it goes, Kate, but it certainly caught us off guard the other day. When
Sherelle.
But well done last night, 45-36, a great response from test number one to test number two, and hopefully test number three goes in our favour as well. Congratulations, Kate. Nice to chat.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Kate Maloney with us from the Diamonds, from New Zealand, fresh out of bed.
Yes.
Good luck to her.
Yeah.